Halloween is a week away, so if you don't want sugar-starved kids to TP the yard, it's time to make sure that you have some goodies on hand. The thing is, keeping those candy bowls stocked is getting more expensive, as chocolate prices are rising for the second year in a row. NPR's Alina Selyuk explains why.
A couple of years ago, Stephanie Espinosa moved to a new town, Babcock Ranch in Florida, a town with a spooky surprise.
Our town is very into Halloween. We did not realize how big Halloween is here. October 1st, everyone's already, their houses are decorated.
Espinosa and her husband got into it. Their oak tree in the yard is now haunted by a floating ghost. Palm trees have sprouted glowing eyeballs. But the real fright for them was the cost of Halloween candy, which they buy in bulk at Walmart.
We bought some bags that, you know, it said around 100 to 120 pieces last year for like $9.95. And those bags are now like $15. You do the math. We have like 5,000 kids in our town, and that's just a bag of between 100 and 120 pieces.
Federal data shows the price of chewing gum and candy going up more than 8% from a year ago. And it's mainly because of one specific type of candy, which is chocolate, as harvests of cocoa keep coming up short for 3 years. David Branch tracks agricultural markets at Wells Fargo.
What's really driving the increase is the weather.
Most of the world's cocoa beans grow in West Africa, where farmers have dealt with extreme weather, changing climate patterns, and disease in their aging trees. The price of cocoa has more than doubled since the beginning of last year, Branch says. And so all the major chocolate makers have raised their prices. Nestle, Lindt, Hershey, and Mars, which makes M&M's, Snickers, and Twix. And they are resorting to tricks to make their treats.
We're seeing a lot more fillers going in, a lot more with wafers, nuts. They're putting more nuts, less chocolate, keeping the price the same, just reducing the amount of cocoa costs that's going in it.
Reese's now makes a peanut butter cup that's half dipped in white cream. It's a mashup with Oreo cookies. Kit Kat comes dipped in white chocolate, which has no cocoa.
Have a break. Have a Kit Kat. And try Kit Kat vanilla.
For Halloween, KitKat launched a version called Ghost Toast with cinnamon and Witch's Brew, which is green with marshmallow flavor. Stephanie Espinosa from the Halloween Crazy Town in Florida noticed another tactic.
The bags for chocolate are definitely smaller now, and there's like less pieces.
Shrinkflation is real in the candy aisles. And then there's one other change.
The mixed bags are definitely, you can see that there's less of the chocolate pieces in the mixes and more like sweet tarts or gummies or things like that.
Non-chocolate candy is having a big moment. Sales of gummy, sour, fruity stuff are growing much faster than chocolate lately. Shoppers are still spending more dollars on chocolate treats, but they're buying fewer of them. Espinosa says this was a hard decision for her this Halloween. In her old neighborhood, they were a chocolate house. But now, expecting hordes of trick-or-treaters, they had to budget, choosing Tootsie Rolls and fruit chews.
We did what was more cost efficient for us. And, you know, the kids are probably going to be like, we don't like that house on the end of the street because they don't give the good candy, but we try.
Overall, Halloween is still a splurgy time, expected to set a new spending record as people sort of squint at prices and choose to let the ghoul times roll. Alina Selyuk, NPR News.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having